Live from Los Angeles, it's the Life Changes Show.
Look at the bright lights. Look at the bright lights.
With tonight's guest, puppet artist Gary Jones.
Look at the night sky. Look at the night sky.
And musical guest Mike Moody and The Motion. I am Mark Legere, and now your host, the MC, the master of change, Filippo Voltaggio.
I have this thing, evidently, that I do. And those who know me and love me have told me that they are able to tell that a joke is coming on, because my nose evidently starts to flare. So it's become a big joke amongst these people who know and love me and my family that they'll say, oh, here comes a joke. And sure enough, I was preparing a joke. And at first I'd say, how did you know that? And then finally they've started telling me your nose starts to flare when you're about to make a joke out of something. So it's interesting because I thought about that when I was having lunch recently with a dear, dear friend that I've known for many years and another friend as well. We were all sitting at the table and I said something that evidently this dear friend of mine that was sitting directly across from me was about to get upset about. And I saw it coming on in his face, like he was letting me talk. And as I was talking, I watched the face change and I saw when it happened. And before long, I just started laughing, where in the past I might have gotten upset or scared or whatever, or like, uh-oh, or something, or might have tried to change what I was saying. Or this time I just burst out laughing. And this kind of upset my friend even more. But and he said, what are you laughing about? And I said, I'm laughing because you're getting upset. And I saw it coming like 50 seconds ago or a whole minute ago. And he knew exactly what I was talking about. And I said, it was your face, your whole face changed. And he started laughing. And then everybody at the table started laughing. It just became a funny moment. And I had to think about that moment while we were getting ready for today's show, because our guest is a puppeteer, which is fascinating in itself. But as I watched this, our guest work with his puppets, it made me think of this experience that I had and how we put on our masks, so to speak. I have my I'm about to tell a joke face, and I'm sure I have my I'm not very happy face. And these are probably faces that I have developed through the years, and now I stick to them evidently. And this friend of mine had his, oh, you just made me mad face. And so I was wondering, like, I saw this scene in my mind, like, instead of my face turning or my friend's face turning, it's like we just pick up the mad puppet and start to do that. But the interesting thing that I walked away from this experience with the puppet imagining how we each put on our mask is the fact that sometimes not only do we hide behind those masks, but sometimes we have such cellular memory, body sensory memory, that our mask comes on and then we get upset. Like, it goes the other way around. We put on our mad face, or we wake up with a mad face, and then people see that mad face, and everything is affected by that puppet we picked up, maybe by accident, or that mask we put on, maybe by accident, or because we weren't paying attention to what mask we're wearing that day as we walked around the room. So chew on that for a while, and we'll come back right after this on the Life Changes Show with our guest and our musical guest and all kinds of good stuff, all here after this.
You are listening to the Life Changes Show, live from Studio NoHo on the BBS Radio Network. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include luminaries such as Marianne Williamson, Gary Anthony Williams, Sharon Stone, and Alex Gray on our archive page at lifechangesshow.com. Or you can visit us online via Twitter at Life Changes Show and Facebook at The Life Changes Show.
We're back. I'm Filippo, and I'm sitting here with Mark, and you've got that happy mask on.
Well, I was wondering with our guest on tonight if he's ever had a puppet that he had the nose flare when he was going to tell a joke.
Oh, no. Don't give him any ideas. I can just
see. I was just wondering. And I was also thinking, since our listeners can't see us, maybe I should create some sort of a flare alert so I can kind of give them warning that that this is forthcoming.
Okay, come on. You have yours too. I could tell when you're about to tell a joke. Okay.
I got the ear wiggle down. So.
That's right. You can't.
Yep,
I can't do that, at least not that I know of. Anyway, exactly. And we are sitting here, I should say, our guest has a guest. So we have our puppeteer. He's a puppet artist. It's Gary Jones, and he's known as Gary Jones and the Yuppets. And he has with him today here in the studio a Miss Prissy or Priscilla, as she's formally known. Miss Priscilla.
Get it right. Calm down.
So welcome, Gary, to our show.
It is Priscilla, but the name Miss Prissy evolved, you know, when there was a company, just to shorten her name. You know, everybody's got a nickname.
And as her attitude developed.
And her attitude, you know, is that of a typical ballerina, which is very smart.
Very smart.
Yeah, I edited myself.
Thank you for editing yourself. So that monologue, I not only got a nod from you, I got a nod from Miss Prissy. So
yeah, I'm in control. You are not in control. I'm in control. Bull.
So before the show, we were talking about how sometimes when you want to portray a certain character or a meaning or something, you'll pick up the puppet for that meaning. And I just wondered if in your daily life, if something got you upset or if something got you shy or if you wished you could just go and pick up your puppet.
If when I first moved to Los Angeles, mm-hmm. I would take a puppet with me everywhere.
Mm.
And that would make my day very easy.
Wow.
Very easy. There were a couple of instances, though, where it made it very hard also. And so I decided, well, I really don't want to move into the space where I am hiding behind a puppet.
Ah.
Because that's the general overview of people that are on this profession, that you are, you know, you're not seen. The puppet is only seen, you know, and so you're hiding. You know, I'm not hiding.
Right.
Any performance that you might witness of the Blackstreet USA Puppet Theater,
mm-hmm.
Gary Jones and the Yuppets, I'm in full view the entire time. I'm never hidden from view.
Right. Very much so. You're actually interacting.
I'm actually into it, and you cannot separate me from the puppet.
Right.
No way. You can't edit me out of it. Not at all.
So I asked you if the puppet were an extension of you. You gave me such a great answer before the show.
I forgot. What did I say? He always forgets. No, I don't.
You said something about an instrument.
Oh, I remember. Yeah. The puppet is an instrument. It's a handmade instrument, like a handmade violin. It's a fine instrument mm-hmm. that I made myself, so it makes it even more personal. Mm. A guitarist may have several guitars,
right?
But I bet you he's got his favorite guitar.
Mm.
He may have several guitars that he'll allow anybody to play, but don't touch. What was Muddy Waters' guitar's name? You know, don't whatever her name was.
You know?
It's the same way with me and the puppets. Even though they're all my personal instruments because I spent at least 3 months making them one by one by one by one by one. Mm. There are still a chosen few within that 100-odd puppets that nobody can touch but me.
And what is that? What is it that makes those particular ones so personal to you?
Familiarity, for one thing. Ease of operation, another. I'm kind of lazy sometimes. Many puppets are very difficult to work. Mm-hmm. Very difficult to make the magic happen with them. Mm-hmm. And others, it's like a perfect Stradivarius. You don't have to do anything. The violin does all the work. Mm. And that happens with many of the puppets. I didn't do it. The puppet really did it. And I kid you not. Because I know I could not have done that with another puppet.
Huh.
The ballet that I would do with Priscilla would not turn out like the ballet that I do with Gabrielle. Gabrielle is my favorite ballerina. Yeah, but you see, he was here tonight, not Gabrielle. That's right. Yeah, you're here tonight.
Who's been winking at me the whole time,
yeah,
actually.
Me? How much money you got, Jack? Well, calm down.
So what was interesting is you also shared something interesting that when you first started out making puppets, that you would make a story that you wanted to tell, and then you'd make the puppets for the story. And then as you developed your craft and you got away from that and started making puppets, and then you, listen to this, he said he auditioned the puppets. Could you explain
that,
please?
I was pushed into that. The normal way to do it is to write the script first. Mm-hmm. And then to make the puppet to fit that script, which is part of the magic of puppet theaters that do that kind of work. You know, mm-hmm. they can write a story like the fairy tale that I wrote called The Land of the Fat People. So therefore, I was able to create the royal fat queen, Tonella, and the royal fat king, Tun-Tun, and the royal fat chef, Great Greasy.
Okay.
But when that fairy tale went out of the repertory, all the fat people are stranded.
The puppets.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're all stranded because they're so very specialized. So realizing that, it's like, okay, you know, no more specialized puppets. Just make puppets and then write the script and then we will audition them, you know, and find out who will fit in this part best. But there's a danger there, though, and the danger is, like in any theater, the director ends up choosing his favorites. So
wow.
The same puppets get on the stage over and over and over, no matter what the story.
Interesting.
And that's a sad comment on me as a director. And I try to, you know, come on, Gary, you know, you used her the last three shows, choose somebody else. You know, it's real theater. It's all in my head, though, man.
At least you know that.
Yeah.
except you were saying something like the puppet, after it's made, takes on a character because it's made out of real material, and she looks, she's wood, right? Mainly?
Plastic wood, man.
She's plastic wood.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, there goes my theory. No, but once you put all these plastic pieces together, you said that something came to you that this one was going to be a ballerina, but you hadn't made her out to be that originally.
Mystery. That's all I can say. Really mystery.
Interesting.
You know, because there are other puppets that could have, other figures that could have been chosen.
Yeah.
Instead. But she's the one that I chose.
Many, many years ago, I read a book called The Soul in the Machine, and it was at the very beginning of computers, and it talked about how they had a soul of their own. And so even with cars and people that know how to work certain things, like even computer gurus who would say, this computer has a soul, and so I know how to talk to it.
Right.
And somehow they connect, and they're able to more easily do things than people do just mechanically. So I wonder if that...
Yeah. I once had a gentleman from Ghana. Mm-hmm. who after the performance, he very seriously, he said, "Man, I want to thank you for the little wooden spirits." He viewed the performance in quite a different perspective than a normal Western audience would.
And that's what I want to get to when we come back, is what is it that you are hoping you convey or that people get to experience from your artistry? And this is what I'm looking forward to hearing about when we come back, when we talk to Gary Jones. And after that, soon after that, we're going to have Mike Moody and The Motion here live in the studio. It's an exciting show. We'll be right back right after this on The Life Changes Show.
Listen to these words. "He would not be beat by forces too fierce for man, woman, or beast. As the going got tougher, his courage increased." It's a little story with a big message, a message that speaks to children of all ages. It's about believing in yourself, overcoming obstacles, and never giving up. It's been called a masterpiece, one of the finest children's books ever written, and a true children's classic. Shadow Stevens has been called Dr. Seuss for the 21st century. His big little book, The Big Galoot, is a story about bullying. Bullying has become an American epidemic, and The Big Galoot talks about it in a way that will touch the heart of a child of four and a grandfather of 104. It's the story of a little boy with size 42 hands, the biggest hands anyone has ever seen, and the kids laugh at him. Then the laughter turns mean. They mock him and trip him, and much worse. But throughout it all, Warren Galoot says, "I'm a galoot, but I have good luck. You can't get me down. I never give up." A second grader named Chandler said, "I thought it was the best funny book I have seen in my life." And we agree. Whoopi Goldberg said, "This is a great story. Bravo, Shadow." The Big Galoot is available now as an ebook exclusively on Kindle Fire on Amazon for only $3.98. We strongly urge you to get it for your children, your children's children, or as a gift to yourself. Its message speaks to all of us. Have good luck and never give up. Go to Amazon.com and search for The Big Galoot by Shadow Stevens.
You are listening to The Life Changes Show, live from Studio NoHo on the BBS Radio Network. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include luminaries such as The Green Children, Dan Millman, Hot Rod Fuller, and Mike Marino, on our archive page at lifechangesnetwork.com. You can also follow us online via Twitter at Life Changes Show and Facebook at The Life Changes Show.
We're back. I'm Filippo, sitting here with Mark and our guest, Gary Jones of Gary Jones and the Yuppets. We called our show today, titled it Creating Character. And you created these Yuppets, Gary. What is Yuppets? First of all, what does it stand for?
A Young Urban Professional Puppets.
And what did that mean to you when you created
it
that?
It was when I came to Los Angeles, we still are. But specifically at that time, we were the Blackstreet USA Puppet Theater. Mm-hmm. And I felt that I needed something a little more catchy in Hollywood.
You know? Okay.
So we came up with Young Urban Professional Puppets.
Okay. Yeah. Very clever. Yeah. Now, before the break, I was asking you what you're hoping people get out of the experience of the puppets. But before that, actually, I should ask you, what who comes because a lot of people don't know this, but puppets were actually for adults originally, or maybe for children too, but there used to be actual puppet performances for adults. You actually worked in one. It was 16 plus, right? And
right.
It wasn't like adult theater. It was just...
No, it was just mature theater. Like, you wouldn't take kids, you know, of a certain age to an opera. You wouldn't take kids to the Kung Song puppet opera either. Like, they wouldn't let you
Chicago.
In the first place. You weren't allowed. Yeah.
Right. And they were doing
grand opera with puppets.
Right. And that was for an adult audience.
It was for an adult audience, 16 and up.
And people came.
Every day, 6 days a week, there was an audience. Two shows a day and three on Saturdays, there was always an audience.
And I've heard that throughout Europe, this was an art form that was very prolific. And is it...
declining now also.
It is.
Yeah. European puppeteers that I meet, and I tell them what's going on here, it's the same problems there. You know, they say Europe is the same way. You know, it's a hard thing to do.
There is a magic that happens. Well, you described to me. So I know from the fact that you're here because both Mark and his son, Jet, got to experience you, and they both worked. I mean, this is a big age difference, and both enjoyed your performance, and here you are. So how could you cross those barriers? What are people experiencing?
It's an awe that takes over that a piece of wood, mm-hmm. an inanimate object, can be imbued with the kind of life that will happen once the puppet starts moving. Mm. I don't know how else to explain it other than there is a definite blending of the spirit in the piece of wood mm-hmm. and the spirit in my soul. Mm. Because it's all one grand, beautiful part of the universe. Mm. And it comes together and it projects itself out willfully and forcefully at the same time.
And I haven't had the pleasure of experiencing you live, and I'm sure it's different than what I've seen on YouTube, for example. But, well, I should ask Mark. Mark, what was that like? But,
we didn't actually see the performance. We got to meet him personally at the theater, and he did engage
with
us. He performed. Well, I guess it was a private performance. So
There you go.
It was even more special, and it was. It was completely captivating, and from that close up, because we didn't even have the distance of the stage.
There were no stage lights.
It's interesting that you bring it up, because not only did we get to experience the character come out, but I could see your energy shift. So it was like another aspect of you coming through that little being.
Absolutely. To see it shift back and forth also.
Yeah. Yes, exactly.
It goes to the puppet. You know, there are three things when you watch Gary Jones and the puppets. Mm-hmm. You can focus on the puppet. You can focus on me for a minute. Mm-hmm. And then there's the third image of the two of us together. You know, it goes, and you're busy. You're never bored, because you're trying to figure out. You know, you're back and forth and back and what to look at. You know, it's wonderful.
And to know that, and then to have had the opportunity like we did to be in your.
You saw the workshop. Yeah.
And see all of these characters.
Oh, wow.
In various states of age and. And personality, and then parts of characters as well, yes.
Different parts. Yeah. Well, you know, it's interesting, now that you mentioned the studio, I forgot you had mentioned that to me, but in the workshop, there are all these lifeless, quote-unquote, bodies that you...
are about to be born.
Animate. give them soul, you give them life. Is that maybe what people experience or
I think you've nailed it. Yeah.
Wow.
Especially if they have seen the performance. After a performance, I invite people into the workshop, you know, to look around. Mm-hmm. They've seen it, and then they go in the workshop, and you're looking all over, and you see unfinished characters all around the walls, you know. And you know it eventually, they will be pushed onto the stage.
Wow. Have you ever had anybody that didn't want to come to the show?
All the time. But every time they leave, they're like, well, I didn't know it was going to be like this. I'm so sorry. I'm going to tell all my friends. But
really?
I have more people than you can imagine. They will tell you, I resisted coming tonight, but I'm so glad that so-and-so insisted that I come.
Wow.
Because I didn't want to be here, man.
It feels like you touch a piece of their imagination or I want to say childhood, but not everybody had puppets in their childhood.
No, I didn't have any puppets as a child. Mm. Not exposed until I was 16 years old. Mm. You know, and I was captivated. You know,
speaking of 16 years old, I think this is fascinating. The way you described the city where you came from.
Chicago.
Yeah. But I mean, like the borough or whatever it's called, the part of town where you were from.
Yeah.
And the part of town where you went into as a 16-year-old.
Yeah.
Could you give us that moment?
Yeah, because the Kungsholm Miniature Grand Opera is in the middle of Chicago's Magnificent Mile, which is one of the most expensive shopping districts in the country. And the puppet opera is dead center of that. And say, okay, the distance from Rodeo Drive to Compton. That was the distance from my Chicago neighborhood to the puppet opera.
So besides distant, also same, similar cultural?
Oh, absolutely. You're talking about high culture to no culture.
Wow.
To high culture to survival, put it that way.
So did it change you?
Well, it opened up a whole new world to me because that area of the city was not known to me until then.
Wow.
And then to actually get a job there.
Yeah.
And to come there every day, 6 days a week, you know, and to have a key to the building. That's how much they love Gary Jones, you
wow.
know.
That's
it was
awesome.
Quite an experience.
Wow.
Yeah.
You know, I have to say, too, that that your neighbor was a teacher, and she saw something in you. And sometimes people say, oh, I'm just one person. What could I do?
There
this
you go.
Changed your whole life.
It changed my whole life, yeah. Yeah.
Your neighbor being a teacher, what did she do?
She was a third grade teacher. And she saw something in this little teenager next door, Gary Jones, and she said, you need to go and see the puppet opera, and I'm going to tell you how to get there.
Wow.
And, funny story there, 30 years later, I'd lost track of this woman. The People magazine did a spread on Gary and the puppets. And she turned the pages of People magazine, and she saw herself being described in People magazine.
Oh, nice. That's
beautiful.
And
of course, she called and found out where I was. You know, grand reunion. You know,
that's beautiful. You know?
I'm so proud of you, Gary. I never knew. It was wonderful.
That is wonderful.
Yeah.
Wow, and. Do you find that the children experience something maybe different than the adults? Or
absolutely.
What?
I hate kids. No, you don't hate kids either. Kids help pay the bill. Yeah, but they grab me. I know they grab you. That's all right. Kids respond in a different way. Kids love watching and hearing the story. But what kids really want to do? They want to get their hands on the puppets.
They want to engage.
They want to get their hands on them. So all children's performances at Blackstreet USA are interactive, meaning that it's written in the script that at some point kids get up on the stage and get to handle a puppet.
Oh, you know? So, fun. Yeah.
Speaking of kids, Jet wanted to know if he could ask a question. And he wanted to know, how hard is it to make these puppets?
In the beginning, it was hard, Jack, but it's not hard for me anymore. It just takes a lot of concentration.
Yeah.
A lot of concentration and time.
Concentration and time.
Yeah, but it's not hard now.
It's interesting to sit here. The whole time, she's been moving along with you. She's doing her own thing. Her legs are moving.
I'm hungry.
Her arms are moving.
You're not hungry.
Her lips are moving. Her eyes are moving. Well, her lips are moving when she's talking. And there's a click when the eyes go up
and
down.
That's my eyes clicking.
That's your eyes
Gary
clicking.
Gary should fix them. I know.
So
your eyes
I assumed.
Are
I don't talk about your clicks, Filippo.
What's that?
I don't talk about your clicks.
Yeah.
Or my nose flare.
Or your nose flare. Well, flare alert.
Since I didn't see, you know, I can't see one of your hands, but the other one was not moving, I just assumed that the eyes were on a timer of some sort.
Yeah.
And evidently, I'm not the only one that assumes that.
Yeah, the only one. The people think, well, there's got to be something else going on, you know, other than just manual labor there. But there's not.
And it's all manual. This is so special.
Yeah.
Very unique.
True artistry. It's really a fantastic craft.
That was taken
when we first.
Well, what about my artistry?
Well, that's what I.
All right, give the puppet some credit. Right. He wouldn't be anything without the puppet.
I see why you turned around and called her Miss Prissy. Actually, I want to give your website out so people could check it out. There are also videos on YouTube, of course. All you have to do is look up Blackstreet USA Puppet Theater or Gary Jones and the Yuppets. We actually have a video up on our Life Changes page that we created for Gary Jones. But the website is simply Yuppets, and that's spelled Yuppets.com. Yuppets, yuppets.com. Gary, we'll be right back for just a couple more minutes together after this, and we'll have some final words together, and I look forward to that. And then after that, we're going to have our musical guest, Mike Moody and The Motion. This is going to be really exciting, all when we come back after this.
The Little Dog That Could is the fantastically true story of a man and a little dog that came into his life as his mentor to help him understand the world beyond his human senses and to experience life, love, and healing beyond his human understanding. Best-selling author Filippo Voltaggio, who currently hosts the highly regarded Life Changes show, is an internationally known singer, speaker, and life coach. Filippo offers up his own story, how one little surprise package in fur and four legs transformed his life unexpectedly forever and furthered his path of self-discovery. In The Little Dog That Could, Filippo brings to life the meaning of the adage, when the student is ready, the teacher appears. Through the reading of this book, you will experience the journey of real miracles that transcend time, space, and logic while gaining practical tools that will help you navigate your way. The Little Dog That Could is available through Amazon and Barnes & Noble. For more information, visit thelittledogthatcould.com. That's thelittledogthatcould.com.
You are listening to The Life Changes Show, live from Studio NoHo on the BBS Radio Network. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include luminaries such as Mariel Hemingway, Shadow Stevens, Gary Zukav, and Kyle Cease, on our website at lifechangesshow.com. You can also follow us online via Twitter at Life Changes Show and at Facebook at The Life Changes Show.
We are back. I'm Filippo, sitting here with Mark and our guest, Gary Jones of Gary Jones and the Yuppets. Gary, we just have a couple more minutes left, but you used the analogy of an instrument earlier on in the show, and I get that. Like a violinist plays a violin, he has an instrument, or a guitarist has his favorite guitar, and depending on how he wants it to sound, etc. And yet, I think there's something different, there's something deeper about this particular experience, because you're not just making a sound, you're giving life to another like human like thing, a puppet. So you're almost experiencing different lives as you do this, as a woman, as another man, as a king or what have you. How does that change you, and how does that change us as the viewer?
If you subscribe to what many call the reality that we exist on many levels, not just this level that we see and experience with our five senses,
right,
that doing something like I do every day reminds me again and again that possibilities are indeed unlimited.
Wow.
They are.
Wow.
Nothing more, nothing less. Fix my clicking eyes. I'll fix your clicking eyes. I forgot your eyes were clicking.
Well, we couldn't go without hearing from Ms. Prissy evidently again. And Gary, what a pleasure. I can't wait to get to either see a show or get to come to the
talk to me,
studio,
not Gary.
To the workshop. So I want to give people the website once again. It's Yuppets, Yuppets.com, and remind them that you are available for corporate events and parties and children's events and especially adult events. So thank you for doing what you do and continuing this art form and for sharing your wisdom like you have.
Thank you. Ask for Miss Prissy.
Congratulations, yeah, right. And more power to you. Well, here's a moment of the show we enjoy. We're going to give some shout-outs, and then we have our Ask Dorothy segment.
Absolutely. We got a couple of shout-outs. I wanted to give a shout-out to Judy Julin at Cosmic Kids. What an amazing children's educational platform. Cultivate your child's imagination and unlimited potential with Cosmic Kids, cosmikids.org. That's a revolution in children's education and parenting. And then also we want to give a shout out to Stephen Lindstedt at scalarheartconnection.com, which is a simple process for helping people connect with their heart's innate knowing. scalarheartconnection.com. Dorothy, Lisa from Thousand Oaks asks, "Hey, Dorothy, I have a busy schedule with work and kids, and some days I find it hard to get motivated. How can I be more inspired?"
Lisa, what is your passion? If you're unsure of what you would love to do, ask yourself this: if I could do anything at all and not fail, what would that be? Working hard for something we don't care about creates stress and lack of desire. Working for or on something we love creates passion for more of it. So often we focus more on our jobs and our families than we focus on ourselves. Many parents especially give more time to their families and more attention than they do to themselves. It's important for all of us to find our passions and then dedicate some time each day or week to just us. If you like to dance, dance. If painting is your thing, then dedicate some time each day or week to paint. You could also take an art class if you feel you need more instruction. Cooking often provides great stress relief for a lot of people. Do you sing, or would you like to be able to sing even better? Can you play a musical instrument, or would you like to learn how? Let's find our passions, and then let's love ourselves enough to schedule some time each day or week to do what we love. Sometimes the smallest step in the right direction ends up being the biggest step of your life. Tiptoe if you must, and then take the step, knowing that a certain hour during the day or several hours in the week are just for you. I know that you will become motivated to move quickly through every day because you have the promise of doing something that makes your heart sing.
Thank you, Dorothy. I should add, if you like to make puppets, make puppets.
That's right.
and share them with other people so they can enjoy them too. Thank you so much, Dorothy. And so we'll be right back after this with our musical guest, Mike Moody, and The Motion on The Life Changes Show.
There are self-help seminars costing thousands of dollars guaranteeing miraculous transformations. There are compelling speakers and life-changing weekend experiences where you can walk on fire. They all deliver revelations that guarantee you'll come back for the more expensive revelations filled with even greater wonder next month on Fiji. We get addicted to positive, heartfelt, expensive theater. What we really need is a jumpstart, an awakening. Someone who can give us a reminder that everything we need lies within. Through inspiration and practical knowledge, Dorothy Donahue helps people get grounded and motivated, inspired and energized. It's not just words and affirmations and the power of intention. It's a mindset brought about by a tangible, transcendental experience, an audio-visual, physical, spiritual experience that helps us realize we transform ourselves. We get tools to become the conscious co-creators of lives of unlimited potential. Find out more. Go to DorothyDonahue.com.
The Life Changes Show is a premier radio show presented by the Life Changes Network, which is a company whose team has dedicated their lives not only to positive change, but to helping others observe and embrace, honor, and even celebrate their own changes, thus enabling a more positive, inspired life and helping to create a more positive and inspired world. From everyday people, celebrities, corporate giants, and children, we are here to help and to serve. With heart, integrity, and experience, we bring our message and positive intent into your lives through the Life Changes Show, LifeChangesNetwork.com, and through guest appearances on other inspiring shows and events. If you wish to learn more about Life Changes Life Coaching, a private consultation with one of us, corporate or live event appearances, or if you would like us to appear on your radio or TV shows, please email us at info@lifechangesnetwork.com.
We're back. We're already having so much fun. I'm Filippo, sitting here with Mark and our guest, Gary Jones. And joining us in the studio is Mike Moody and The Motion. And at the moment, we have two of the motions. And that one is Mike Moody and the other is Andy Vimar.
Vimar.
Well, great to have you both. Mike, welcome to the show.
Thanks. Hello.
Well, first off, congratulations. You have a lot of good stuff going on. Last year, you were named on the list of the 100 hot unsigned artist, mm-hmm. and you just recently won a songwriting contest at the Musicians Union, and if anybody, the Musicians Institute, and if anybody knows the Musicians Institute here at Los Angeles, where a lot of great musicians has come from, or gone through, right. They know that's a big deal. So congrats.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Put a lot of work into that, but it's really nice to, just be rewarded in that way.
Yeah, I know you've been working for many years, and you probably have, but you're the ripe old age of 22 years old.
Yeah.
I mean, good on you. Like, when did you start playing?
Jeez, I think it was 13 years old on a Thanksgiving. Yeah, I remember I got my
on
first
Thanksgiving.
Electric guitar. Yeah.
Okay.
And instead of eating turkey, I was just playing the whole time. Oh. And that was pretty cool. And and then the ball kept on swinging, and I was playing a lot back home in Michigan, and then I just decided to make the move out here. And it all worked out.
And how long have you been out here?
It's been a year and 4 months.
Wow.
Yeah.
So this is all still very new.
Yeah, for the most part. Yeah. I mean, it's unbelievable how many opportunities are here in California just for music alone. And it's kind of exciting. It's a ride.
I'm happy to hear your attitude because I actually know a lot of musicians, a lot of very successful musicians also. And I also know a lot of other musicians who say, the opportunities out here are either all taken or they go to these kind of people. And so listen to you. This is good. You keep that attitude going.
Keep the attitude and you'll keep the opportunities.
Yeah, exactly. Right? I believe that.
Cool.
So talk about newness. Mm-hmm. This is your first time on the radio.
Yeah, this is the first time. And Andy both. Yeah.
And for both of you. And this is the first time that you're going to be airing your songs. And these are songs that are not even recorded yet.
Yeah, we got a big session coming up on Saturday with us and the band. And I'm really excited about that. But yeah, everyone that's tuned in right now, they're going to get a little sneak peek of what's to come.
Oh, this is awesome. Yeah. And you're actually releasing a CD, and these are two of the songs that are going to be on there,
yeah,
right?
We're going to focus on singles right now. We're going to release we're shooting for the summer of 2017. So right around the corner. So everyone's got a cool summer playlist to jam to.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Very cool. Okay, what's the first song we're going to hear?
It's called Carry the Load. It's a story about me meeting a homeless guy in Santa Monica. And I found out that we weren't too different. We weren't too far off. So, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah.
During rehearsal, I was hearing that while Brent was in here, fixing the mics and all that.
Yeah.
And I'm like, wow, what a great song. How fun is that? And all that. I had no idea what it was about because I couldn't hear the words. I could just hear that it's really cool. Wow. I had no idea that it's now like extremely even more meaningful.
Yeah, it's a little bit of a story. So I'm sure you'll be able to follow along.
I'm sure. So here is Mike Moody and The Motion with the premiere of Carry the Load live on the Life Changes show here at Studio NoHo.
Cool.
I was stepping on 4th and Pico, heard an old man sing the blues. He had an old English D on his hat. I said, hey, I'm from Detroit too. The old man said, pull out your guitar, let me see what you got. So we sang along to What's Going On till the moonlight made us stop. We're not the same, but we're not too far apart. Who knows where this all goes? I thought this place could change me. You and I, we carry the load. I asked him, why'd you leave our city? He said, I ain't never had no kids. Barry Gordy ditched the code. You know how that economy is. Got no family tree. When my parents passed along, thought I'd head for the big time and start writing my hit songs. We're not the same, but we're not too far apart. Who knows where this all goes? I thought this place could change me. You and I, we carry the load.
Let's hear it, Andy.
Said, how long you been a young man? It ain't cheap for a boy your age. Not long at all, I told him. My family helped me with a place to stay. I came out to play my guitar, leave the only place I'm known. But if things don't go my way, I can take this show back home. He said, good luck to you, young man, but all you can do is try. Then he crawled inside his sleeping bag and he told me goodnight. We're not the same, but we're not too far apart. Who knows where this all goes? I thought this place could change me. You and I, we carry the load. Left a 20 in his car so we could get something to eat. I gave him my extra guitar strings because, well, he only had three. He came out here with a dream and no place to go home. I go 40 years from now, I'm not sitting on 4th and Pico. We're not the same, we're not too far apart. Who knows where this all goes? I thought this place could change me. You and I, we carry the load. We're not the same, but we're not too far apart. Who knows where this all goes? I thought this place could change me. You and I, we carry the load. You and I, we carry the load. Brother, you and I, we carry the load.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah. Right on.
Wow.
Oh, thanks.
Mike Moody and The Motion. Mike, I want to thank you for that experience that you had, that you turned into a song, for singing it to us, and the experience I had by listening to you guys perform.
Oh, man, Felipe, that means the world to me. Thanks.
I thought, wow, this is pretty deep stuff. I didn't know it would touch me this much. And then you sang, I gave my extra guitar strings because he only had three, and yeah. I thought I was going to lose it. So, thank you.
And
thank you for your parents for supporting you. And no, you won't be on Pico because the world needs you. You guys keep doing this. Thank
Thanks.
You so much.
Thanks.
All right. Well,
wow.
What's next?
Cool.
Oh, I should say. Let me give out some information. So, MikeMoodyMusic.com,
yep.
Right? That's
yep.
where they can find out about you all. MikeMoodyMusic.com, and actually on Facebook, you're Mike Moody Music. On Instagram, you're Mike Moody.
Try to keep it like that. Yeah, make it easy.
I see a pattern here.
Yeah, no doubt.
All right, so pretty easy, Mike Moody Music. All
cool,
right.
Yeah.
So wait, you're going to be doing something live together soon, right?
Yeah, so me, Andy, and the band, we're playing at the Basement Tavern on April 27th. It's a Thursday night. We go on at 9:30, and we're playing for about 3 hours. We're playing all night long, but it's
wow.
such a cool place to play. And we're really excited for it. So if you guys are busy, or I mean, if you guys are open, really, just
yeah, even if
come
you're busy,
along,
find
yeah.
a way to go.
Yeah,
yeah. And they can learn about that at Mike Moody Music.
Yeah, I post everywhere that I'm going to be, right on there.
That's
so.
A couple days after my birthday. I might come treat myself to
oh, right.
some more of your music.
Let's hang.
Nice. Well, speaking of treat, we're going to have another treat with another song.
Yeah, yeah. So this song is called "How Do I Make You Love Me," and me and Andy wrote this song about like 6 months ago. And time's been flying by. We've been doing as much as we can with all this music. But so this song's called "How Do I Make You Love Me."
Well, so hold on, let me ask you real quick, because I did hear, and it's like, wow, how cool. So who wrote the lyrics, or who wrote the music, or do you both collaborate?
So the way me and Andy work, I usually write down the lyrics, and he takes care of all the music.
Uh-huh.
And so he'll come up with the arrangements and then teach it with the band and everything like that. And once he has that down, we'll work out a melody together. and try to take it from there. It's kind of, it's different. It's a different way of songwriting.
The whole band's kind of got a say on how the arrangement works,
yeah,
too.
Once
we they do? Oh,
yeah,
cool.
It's,
yeah. All right.
Very collaborative. It's
it kind of makes sense, though. While he's playing, you can see his head, see the wheels are spinning. Smoke's coming out, and that big smile. Yeah. Great.
But it's cool. So it was great. Me and Andy met in music school, and we both liked the blues, and that we instantly started jamming together, and we started writing songs right away.
Yeah, I should say that. Now I get what the publicity thing was about, what your mojo is, and it sure is. Here, I'll read it to everybody, because I'm like, okay, I can't wait to hear this. And Mike's mojo as a musician is to emulate the soulful sounds of the 70s with his Motown Michigan style. And then you're all about endless authenticity. Tell us what that means to you.
You know what, man? I think we're really true. We're really honest musicians. Everything that comes out of us, it's coming straight from the heart, man. Really. I mean, you can tell nowadays when you hear some songs on the radio and all that stuff, if it's really authentic, if it's really something that hits you right, it stabs you right in the heart.
Yeah.
And I really feel confident in the stuff that we're writing, because I know that me and Andy, we're putting all of our emotion into it. You know, we're being as honest as possible, and we're not doing this for anyone else, but just to get this stuff out of us. You know, we got a message and we want to carry it.
Wow. So, well, more power to you. And I should say a big thank you to Anika Paris and to Tess Cacciatore for introducing you to you
guys.
Yeah,
so, this is awesome.
So,
I love it.
Yes, thank you. So we get to hear now, How Do I Make You Love Me by Mike Moody and The Motion, here live on the Life Changes Show for the first time ever.
Yeah, you got
on air at Studio NoHo.
I love it.
Unplugged.
Cool. Unplugged.
Unplugged.
Yeah.
Here we go.
All right.
Cool.
Yep.
Give me just a minute of your day. Cause it's taken me way too long to come all of this way. What can I do to make you like me? Am I gonna be enough for you? I sure hope I am. I sure hope we do. Now I've been spending all my money and all of my time just trying to figure you out, girl. It's really messing with my mind. It's so confusing. I don't want to lose you, babe. Not yet, so just hold on. Won't you hold a little longer? What can I do to make you like me? Tell me, baby, am I gonna be enough for you? I sure hope I am. Baby, I sure hope we do.
Andy Vimar, come on. Thank you.
country stars are who you know. What's mine is yours. I'm committed to everything you need. How do I make you love me? Am I gonna be enough for you? I'm talking to nothing that I'd rather do than give you who of me.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
Bravo.
Nice.
Thank you guys so much. Thank you.
Mike awesome. Moody and the Motion. Boy, I tell you, Andy Vimar, he's a quiet guy, but he says it all through that guitar. Yeah.
Yes, he does. Nice. Oh, yeah. One of a kind.
Awesome. Very nice. Well, more power to both of you. And, of course, you can find out more about them. Like, I want this to continue, but, hey, 3 hours sounds good. What's the date again?
Yeah, so April 27th at the Basement Tavern in Santa Monica, California.
So learn about them at Mike Moody Music. Moody is M-O-O-D-Y music.com. So MikeMoodyMusic.com, and they're on Facebook and Instagram, all at Mike Moody.
And get there Music. Early, because I have a feeling they're going to be selling out.
Yeah. Yeah. So awesome. Cool. More power to you guys.
Thank you guys so much. This is such a great cause, such a great radio show and everything. I'm really happy to be a part of this. You guys are such genuine people, and I'm glad that I can help you guys out and bring some music to you guys.
Well, we're happy too, and we're happy that we could be your first radio interview, and certainly not your last. So a big thank you to you, Mike Moody, and The Motion, and a big thank you to our guest, Gary Jones. What a show. Make sure to tune in next week for Fit from the Inside Out with guest twice TEDx speaker and author Pina DeRosa and musical guest Grammy-nominated rock guitarist Tobias Hurwitz. Well, with that, I have to say a big thank you to Brent Hahn here at Studio NoHo for making us all sound so great, and a thank you to Doug Newsom at BBS Radio, our program manager. On behalf of our executive producer, Dorothy Donahue, our producer, Mark Legere, and myself, Filippo Voltaggio, your host, I'm reminding you, as life changes like ours surely did tonight, we're here for you. Ciao, everyone.
You have been listening to the Life Changes Show on the BBS Radio Network. Listen live every Monday night at 7 p.m. Pacific Time and visit us online at lifechangesnetwork.com, on Facebook at The Life Changes Show, and on Twitter at Life Changes Show. Join us again next week as we consciously explore and embrace the only constant, life changes. The Life Changes Network is an entertainment network. The views and opinions expressed are those of the guests and participants and do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of Life Changes.